ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at supplications of Al-Imam Sajjad found in the book As-Sahifa Sajjadiyya, and we are up to supplication number 8, the first verse, the second word, hirs. We said previously that greed, which is hirs, it has fruits, it gives results, but negative, bad results, things that me and you should not have or should not want. We mentioned a few, inshallah we continue mentioning a few more so we could move on to the next topic. Amongst the fruits and the negative effects of greed is the person will constantly be tired and he would not feel relaxation or comfort in his life. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, don't take my word for it, he says, Al-Harisu mat'ubun fima yadurruh. He who is greedy is constantly tired in things that harms him. And it just makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? That a person who is greedy, who spends all his time trying to seek wealth and money, what does he do? He wakes up early in the morning. He goes to sleep late at night, just trying to accumulate wealth and just trying to get more money. So he's constantly tired, mentally tired and physically tired. So he's constantly thinking about his share market and stocks and how much money he's making and putting things in the right place. So he's constantly work. So that has effect on you mentally and has effect on you what? Physically. So the Imam says he is mat'oob, constantly tired. Right? Keep that in mind. And then Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a hadith, he says, we will mention it right after the break.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to IRIB English Radio, to the program Bridge. Just before the break, we were saying that a stinginess or greed will make the person tired mentally and physically. A hadith from Imam Sadiq, as we said, he said, حُرَم الْقَنَاعَةُ فُقْدَانُ الرَّحَةُ. He says that the fruit of greed, the result of greed, is that you will be deprived of your comfort. You will be deprived of your relaxation. You know, people, they go to their houses to spend quality time with their wives and with their kids, but then their phone constantly ringing, people constantly saying to him, this went wrong and that happened and that happened. Even with their families, even in that comfort, place of comfort, they're constantly working. They're constantly trying to make sure that the money is going. And then for what point? You're just harming yourself. You're not harming anyone else. So a person puts himself in that state only because of greed. Again, one more fruit and one more negative attribute that is attached to greed, and that is poorness, being poor. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says in a hadith, Al-harisu faqirun walau malaka ad-dunya bihadathiriha. A greedy person is poor even if he owns this entire world with everything in it. You can ask, well, how is that so? How is a person poor when he owns this world? The fact is, when it comes to greed, if you're not spending it, it's just dead money. What's the point of me owning a treasury with billions of dollars, but I'm not using a dollar on myself? What's the difference between me and a poor person? A poor person doesn't have money, so he's not paying and not using anything. And I'm not using my wealth either. So I'm considered to be what? Poor. So the Imam Salamullah Alayhi says, if you are greedy, you just want to take and keep in your bank account and keep to yourself, then consider yourself to be poor. And the problem comes when a person is stingy and he has wealth, and the dunya is considered to be poor because he's not using it, just like a poor person. But on the day of Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge him and he will punish him as a wealthy person, because Allah says, well, you had a lot of money, you did not use it, so we have to question you and judge you as a wealthy person. So he will face the wrath of Allah in the afterlife, and in this world he lived a very poor life. So why would a person put himself in such a state? Let us take a break, and inshallah we come back right after.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Amongst the fruits and the results and the negative effects of greed, or as we call it, hirs, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, Ash-shaqa. And he says, Ashqakum ahrasakum. The most tired amongst you, the most, you know, hated amongst you, the most, because shaqa is just a state where everything bad falls in. Like, we can't just put it in one word. They say, okay, this is shaqa. So any person goes through troubles, through pain, through suffering, is a state of shaqa. And he says, ashqakum ahrasakum, the most amongst you who's troubled and who's tired and who's never happy, never content, and so on and so forth, is actually the one who is what? The one who is greedy. So if I'm in greed, I'm constantly working out. I'm just constantly tiring myself out. I'm constantly trying to do things. And it never seems to be enough. And then Salamullah alayhi says in another hadith, Man kathara hursuh, kathara shaqa'uh. The more you seek greed, the more tired you'll become. The more miserable your life will become. The more, you know, hated you'll become. And everything in between. And because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith, he says, the son of Adam, if he has one valley of wealth and of gold, he would want a second one. And if he has a second one, he would want the third one. So mentally is draining, mentally is tiring, that a person's constantly seeking wealth, not just seeking it, but also trying to maintain it. And this is just itself is such a mental disease that any person should not put themselves into. And like I said in many times, it is very easy for us to be sucked in this trap. And sometimes if our ideology is not correct, our mentality is not correct, we could fall victims to this trap, which is greed. And from here, the Imam Salamullah Alayhi, because it's so sensitive, it's so delicate, he says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hayajan al-hirs. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from this state of boiling when it comes to trying to be greedy all the time. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را